Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Cartersville in the middle of a grassy field with Brenda Knowles. Brenda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kemp. I'm so happy to see you here.
You're Vice President of Marketing for Shaw's Commercial Business, and we're here to break ground for Shaw's new Create Center, a $24 million investment. This is a pretty exciting day, isn't it?
It is such an exciting day. It's been a long time in the making, but our whole team is very energized by what we're doing here.
I see that you've got Gensler involved. They're the ones that are doing the design, and then EMJ Construction is actually going to do the build-out. Sounds fairly aggressive, too. You plan on having this thing open in a year, right?
Yeah, year and a half. We plan to move in late 2017, and Gensler has already published the design development documents, and we're moving into construction document phase. EMJ has been such an integral part of the process already to get us to this point, and they are ready to start the process here. Today.
And you've already said at your remarks a minute ago that this is going to be a LEED certified silver building, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. It is important that the space match our products in terms of their sustainability, their beauty of design, and their functionality in a space. Mm-hmm.
So tell us what all is going to happen here when it's finished.
Oh, we will have all of our commercial brands located here from a design and marketing perspective. Our commercial innovation teams will be a part of this place. And this is a place where we'll have showrooms for each of our brands, where we'll engage clients from all over the globe.
Mm-hmm. All right. So some of the things that will happen here, obviously, Reese's team will be here with Shaw Contract. The Packcraft design team will be here. You know, that's product design, product development.
Yes.
But also, this will be a place for you to bring your A&D people so that they can interact with you and perhaps work on custom projects, right?
Yes, it is a space where our design teams will create products. It is a space where we're engaged not only our A&D clients from across the globe, but our end-use clients, thought leadership in the markets in which we participate in. So we have very high expectations of all of the inspiring things that are going to go on here at the Create Center.
Well, this is an audio interview, so I can't show the pictures of this building. If you will briefly just describe, I mean, it looks like a beautiful glass structure, two or three stories with a, looks like a sunshade on one side.
We do. We've got this great outside shade that will envelop the west side of the building, and that's part of the LEED certification, as well as the well-being for our people, as managing that sun as it crosses the sky during the day. So that's a big part of it. The building is three levels, and we'll have a beautiful atrium lobby. Not only will it work as a lobby and a reception area, but we expect a lot of work to go on in that space as well, and a lot of engagement with all of our people. We will have a floor for Shaw Contract, another floor for Packcraft, and we'll have a lot of collaboration within the space. We talk about collaboration within the brands, and across our commercial business, and this Create Center will facilitate all of that.
So as I mentioned at the beginning, we're in Cartersville, Georgia, which is in Bartow County. And Randy Merritt a minute ago said you're the largest employer in Bartow County.
We are indeed. And we're so proud to be a part of this community. They're a community that supports everything that we do with our business and with our people. They just have been such a big part of the planning for this day.
To people that don't know Georgia very well, you're kind of centered north of Atlanta, about 30 miles. It's strategic to being close to a metro airport, but also close to most of your plants, right?
It is. And we'll be engaging with our other manufacturing plants here in Cartersville. We'll certainly engage with our teams in Dalton as well. But very importantly for us, as Randy talked about, it's a place where we continue to attract top talent. Some may call me biased. I believe we have the most talented team in the industry, and we want to continue to bring in more and more top talent as we grow our business, and we believe we have the greatest flexibility to do that located here in Bartow County.
Let's talk one more quick second about your investment. I'm talking total investment. Randy Merritt was saying a minute ago that Shaw in the last year has invested $300 million, and a lot of that, I know, yeah, we've talked about before the $40 million at the hardwood plant in Tennessee. You've just built a new LVT facility, but much of that investment has been down here, especially with this, what I think you're calling Plant T, which is your new modular tile plant, right?
Absolutely. So we are continuing to expand in our carpet tile business as well as Resilient. You mentioned Plant RP, but yes, with Plant T1, we currently have Plant 15X, we like to number all of our plants, that has been what has really driven the supply of our carpet tile business to the globe. And we have invested in a new plant that we've begun some processes, but will be fully operational by early third quarter to support the continued growth of our modular business.
So when will T1 open?
T1 has some processes running today and will be fully operational with all processes by sometime in third quarter.
So that will be the total tufting, finishing, the whole thing that
yes,
takes
it? Okay. Absolutely, it will be. It'll encompass everything.
Okay, Brenda, it was great to be with you today. Congratulations on this new Create Center. I look forward to seeing it when it's finished. Again, been talking to Brenda Knowles, Vice President of Marketing for Shaw's Commercial Business, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.